Okay, who do we have on the call with us tonight? Welcome.
Art from South Carolina.
Welcome, Art. Good to have you with us. Who else is on the line? We got a bunch of you there.
Richard from Wisconsin.
Arizona.
Welcome. Welcome, Richard. Welcome, everyone. Ooh, that crowd. Don't... Who else is there? Welcome. Welcome to the call.
Mike from Rhode Island.
Welcome to Rhode Island.
From Wichita,
Indianapolis.
Welcome, Kansas. Welcome, Indianapolis. Good to have you with us.
Hey, Michael. It's Roberto.
Hey, welcome. Good to have you with us. Okay, I'm going to go ahead. Here's what I'm going to do, folks. Hold on. For right now, you're all muted. Please don't unmute yourselves at this time because we're going to start the call off with us talking to you a little bit. But I'm just letting you know, when we get to the Q&A portion of the call, you will be able to unmute yourselves, and I'll go into that detail in just a second. But for right now, welcome, everybody. Welcome to this, our first in a series of training calls we're going to be doing on the first and third Tuesdays. This time, right after our business presentation call at 6 p.m. Pacific time, we'll be doing this 6:30 training call focused on prospecting, focused on basically what you can do to talk to people about GBG products and business opportunity. And so this is the first of those calls. And what we're going to do, we're going to keep these to about half an hour. We're going to go through a couple of, this is sort of like the introductory call. And then what we're going to have is a way for you to ask questions both on the call and also sending your questions in via email to prospecting@gbgcorp.com. And when you send them via email, they'll get answered. We'll deal with them on the next call because we probably won't be able to do it on each call. But for right now, let's get started and allow me to introduce tonight's trainer, amazing individual, a certified network marketing coach, success trainer, a multi-million dollar producer, has worked with thousands of people, network marketers and prospects alike, has built numerous successful organizations, has been a trainer for a multi-billion dollar network marketing company, definitely one of our great leaders and a tremendous asset to the entire GBG team. From Southern California, giving us the introduction to prospecting tonight, it's a pleasure to introduce to you, or reintroduce to you if you've heard him before, the awesome Steve Sakel. And Steve, thanks for being with us again tonight on this, our first prospecting call.
It's absolutely my pleasure, Michael. Can you hear me okay? Am I choppy, or does it sound okay other than the echo?
I think it's okay. Hopefully everyone can hear you. I'm hearing you a tiny bit choppy, but it might just be from the number of people we have on the call. So I think we can hear you.
Yeah.
Why don't you kind of start things off here, let them know what you would tell anyone, because I know you train and deal with a lot of your teammates and also do just coaching calls, what you want people to know right off the bat about prospecting, and then we'll move on from there.
Yeah, thank you very much. First of all, the first thing when it comes to prospecting is we really need to understand the very importance of being ourselves, being who we are as individuals, not trying to be like someone else or trying to emulate someone else or anything like that. As a matter of fact, it's been statistically proven that over 80 to 85% of people that join other people in business in our industry do so because of the personal relationship that's been established between the marketer and the prospect. In other words, the prospect believes this is someone they can level with, they can have a long-term ongoing relationship with, and it's especially someone they trust because they truly believe that that marketer has their best interest in mind. And frankly, my friends, if that's not the case about you, if that's too hard to do, I just got to tell you right now, you're in the wrong business, because that's the way you will see tremendous growth and also duplication as you kind of share the same thing with others. So one thing, Michael, excuse me, that I'd like to do to start off is just out of respect of for everyone on the call this evening and out of respect of our time, later on when we open up for some Q&A type thing, interaction, just please be respectful of the fact that if you're using a particular lead company or a special program or marketing system or tool that you know, that comes along with some type of an affiliate program or something like that, please refrain from just mentioning that particular program. You can still get your question out, and we can answer the questions. We can get creative with that by just stating, you know, your challenge, what it is, or what do you do in these types of situations. So let's keep that clear, and here's why. And it's got to make sense. As a matter of fact, everything we do has to really make sense. Otherwise, it's so convoluted and confounded, who in the world could ever duplicate? Well, here's why. People on this type of a call particularly, they're hungry for information. They really want to get their business off and on the right foot. They want all the right things for the business. And they're very open, like sponges, when it comes to things like hearing, you know, I use this lead company or I use this program or this tool, that type of thing. You'd be surprised how quickly people will stop focusing on what's at hand, the real issue at hand or the underlying issue. And they'll start searching and you know, looking on YouTube and so forth for all these things. And they'll miss the most important part of the thing. I don't care what program you use. I don't care whether you use leads or not, cold leads, you generate your own. I don't care which markets you tap into. Whatever it is that you do that you believe is right for you, that you want to learn how to master that art of that type of prospecting, bring it up and we can deal with it. We'll help you. But we're going to deal in generics when it comes to those types of tools and things, but we're going to deal with absolute specifics, the how-tos, the what-tos, the why-tos, and the when-tos. When it comes to you building your GBG business and you being an effective upline or leader or even cross-line to your GBG family, trying to help each other so we can all glean and learn the same things that have been tested and proven day after day, week after week, month after month, and year after year to be effective for those that practice it. So excuse me, Michael, for that long-winded kind of a disclaimer type introduction, kind of setting of a ground rule there, but I think it's important that we kind of set that for this evening.
Absolutely. Makes total sense to me.
Now, if I could mention just a couple kind of preliminary things on some, not necessarily ground rules, but things to be aware of that I'm sure everyone on this call can really relate to. This is not going to be talking over anyone's head. And Michael, I'd like some feedback from your experience on a couple of these things as well. If you don't mind, can I go ahead?
Absolutely. Go for it.
Okay. Well, here's one that is oftentimes, believe it or not, overlooked. And the way you find out about it actually is when you are prospecting or when you just sponsor someone brand new into GBG. And one of these very simple things, very easy to remedy, is that when you are making calls from your telephone to people, make sure that your number is not marked private or unblocked. You know, don't do any of those things when you're out calling people. You want people to know that you're not hiding, and you want people to know that, you know, you're not up to something. You're going to sneak in on them and overtake them or put them in a chokehold, you know, a reverse rear naked choke or something. You know, no, you want people to know clearly who you are and why you are calling. And one of the reasons for this is because many times we use email correspondence. Sometimes we use direct mail correspondence. Sometimes we use business cards. And when we get to that point where a telephone is being used for our business, we want them to remember and recognize, even if it's the first time, that we are a real person and we're not hiding. Michael, you got some thoughts on that from your experience?
Absolutely. It goes right along with kind of what I've always said, which is you've got to believe and know and be excited that you have something to offer them. That and your whole approach, regardless of how you're approaching, what you're approaching, whether you're even doing it on the internet, but certainly if you're talking to them in person or on the phone, has got to be, you've got something for them, not you want something from them. And what I've found over the years, when I can really instill in people that they understand, and Steve, you lots of times get me excited about what we have here at GBG, and I know you even got somebody that you were prospecting, hadn't even joined yet, that got you excited because she understood what it is. So when you know you've got something for them, whether or not they recognize it yet or not, then you're not hiding, you're not trying to market, you're not trying to convince them or somehow sneak around their objections or overcome them somehow. You're just right out saying, yeah, this is network marketing. It's the only way you can make this kind of money, but this is network marketing like it's supposed to be. This is a great product. This is the best price point. This is an awesome pay plan, and this is life-changing for you for your health and your wealth. It doesn't matter how poorly you do it when you're coming from the right place, because they're going to sense you are sincere in your communication of what you already have found for yourself to share it with them. And likewise, it doesn't matter how slick you are in doing it if you're coming from the wrong place, because we all read each other. We all sense it. And they're going to sense, it just doesn't feel right to me, because they're going to know you're not in it for them. You're in it for you. So I totally agree with you, Steve, on that. Just be right out in front in the open and make sure they know that.
Excellent. And I agree as well, 100%. We're on the same page. You know what's really funny, people? I'll tell you what's really funny, my friends. And it's not even ironic. It's just funny, but yet such a blessing. GBG, the company, is the exact same way. They're total transparent when it comes to revealing who we are, what our mission is, and what we do, and how we're for the average person. And one quick thing about that is just go to your own GBG public site. That's considered sometimes what we refer to as the front office. And notice there under opportunity on that link at the top. And what do you see? What makes GBG different? That second drop down there. And what do you look at number 10? It says total transparency. Well, what's really nice is, hey, we ourselves are also transparent. And how is the first way we can absolutely prove that? By not having our caller ID blocked on the other person's phone. So it just makes good sense all the way around, and yet it's also upheld by our own top 10 things that makes us different, right there, number 10. It's wonderful. It's not an accident, my friends. Let's talk about another thing, if you don't mind. Now, something, again, you don't notice this many times until you just start working with someone or you just enroll someone. Sometimes you notice it when you're prospecting as well. And here's something that we can take total control of, and we can get right on the right page to appear that not only we are like a professional, but we are professional. And believe it or not, this is very simple, but we're not sharing rocket science this evening. We're sharing truth and common sense and logic. One of the things that, if you haven't already, please make sure you set up a voicemail. Set up a voicemail on your phone. There are so many people that don't have voicemails. It says, you've reached 1-2-3-4-5-6-7, leave a message at the tone, beep, or the number you're trying to reach is not available, or anything like that. Or please enjoy the music that may not be in someone's genre of favorite music, you know, and we'll look for the party, you know, that you're seeking for. It's so simple to just have a very professional and yet very down-to-earth voicemail message on your phone. Something like, hi, you've reached the office of Joe Doe. I'd be happy to talk to you. I look forward to talking to you as soon as possible. Please leave me your name and phone number and any details you think I need to be aware of, and I'll return the call as soon as possible. Thanks so much for your call. I just made that up. Don't even try to write it down. I'm not teaching you a script. We're going over a concept. Michael, your thoughts on that?
Absolutely. Be professional and be accessible. I've always said that. You want to sound professional. People are going to buy into you. Like Steven said, it's about the relationship. They're going to buy into you as the person that can help them. If they had it going on themselves, they wouldn't be looking for what we have to offer. So few people have it going on, so to speak. Almost everybody's looking for what we have to offer. But that means they need help, because if they had it going on themselves, they wouldn't need you. They're going to need you to make them feel good about themselves until they get it going on here. And then they can be that person for the next person down the line. So, professional but accessible. Definitely, Steve.
You know, and Michael, here's another thing. It's kind of funny, but not really funny, but it just makes you feel good. It puts a smile on your face. It doesn't mean it's funny, it's whimsical, it's crazy, it's quirky. But again, let's refer back to our public website, our front office again. Gosh, when you go there, when you land there and you look at the top, what do you see up there? Welcome to your U.S. and Canadian site, and there's this little link to the right of it. It says contact me. Click on it. Check it out. Contacting me is easy. Fill in the form below, and I'll get back to you. And there's a little blurb about us, about GBG, and what a blessing it is to do what we do. And it has your name. It's already written for you. And what does it have? It has where someone can put in their first name, their last name, their email, their phone number, and there's even a contact, or a comments, I should say, box. Well, hey, well, of course, doesn't it make sense that we're very professional and yet we're very down-to-earth and realistic and approachable in our voicemail? Well, look at that. That's another thing that we find on our website. It makes us easy to connect with other people, easy for them to connect with us. My friends, we should do it likewise in our own voicemails and so forth. And one last thing before we get ready to open it up and after you make a comment or two on it, if you feel like, Michael, is when we're now getting down to work, okay, we've set up our voicemail. Okay, we make sure we don't have, you know, the caller blocked, you know, blocked caller, private caller, that type of thing. Make sure people understand, you know, who we are, that we're not hiding and you know, we're open, we're transparent, we're honest, we're giving them things to know a little bit about us, just enough to know we're a real person, and, you know, they feel like it's not going to be some robotic thing. Well, here's something else. When you start working, and so many times people want to know, who do I talk to? Who would I approach? I've wiped this group of friends out. I've done this. I don't want to do that again. I don't want to bug anyone. All this and that. Well, here's the thing. If you don't want to bug anyone, if you don't want to upset anyone, if you don't want to, you know, be belligerent or if you don't want to interfere in someone's life and you don't want to force them into doing something, then the best thing I could tell you is, guess what? Well, then don't do that. Just don't. Learn to identify who your quote-unquote, it's a term, okay, but it's not scary, your target market is. So what's the target market? Think of a target like, obviously you can think of Target, the store. Think of a target that you throw darts at, and there's that little center spot, the sweet spot. Think of that spot, and who's my target market? Oh my gosh, in GBG, well, that's pretty simple. Anyone who wants to look better, feel better, get better, stay better, be better when it comes to health and even whether it's topical, their looks, whether it's inside, the way their body functions and does justice to itself by taking care of itself and repairing itself or staying maintained and that type of a thing. Well, did anyone we've ever come across or anyone that we can ever remember mentioning one thing that they're complaining about or venting about or questioning about that, or that they're challenged with concerning what? Their body. Their body, the way it functions, the way it reacts, the way it feels. You know, those kinds of things. Things they're just in a quandary with. Things they just wish they had a little better control of, or things they wish they could do something about. That's one of the target markets. The other target market would be related to our business opportunity. People who just think, gosh, you know, I'd love to start my own business. I'd love to have a franchise. I'd love to open a store. I wish I could get a contracting license. I wish I could do this or that. I wish I could be self-employed and more control of who I actually work with and had a little bit of a choice. And I also wish I could really help people and offer a good service and that type of a thing. Many people think that for themselves, and really what they think, a lot of them is, I'd like to be able to do all those things, but most importantly, I'd really like to be able to provide for myself and my family and even leave a legacy. And many people even want to have something that they can give and pass forward, like maybe some charity functions and maybe their church or their group or the center that they go to or whatever it is. They like to offer and give something in someone else's best interest to help them, but they know it takes some money. Some people are just wishing, my gosh, here it is, income tax time again. Again, I'm going to get raked over the coals. I don't have any write-offs. I don't do anything that I could justify as a legitimate business write-off and so forth. Or I just can't make ends meet. I really need a new car. But, you know, I'm spending so much money keeping this one running, I can't even get a down payment or any cash up front quick. But I could put a deposit. All kinds of things. Anything at all related to money, finances, or anything related to having more or greater or complete control of your finances, whether it be currently or the future down the road. If you've ever heard anyone or you're ever around anyone and they're griping, complaining, or just venting or just crying out, those, my friends, are that target market. See, we don't have to conjure it up. We don't have to make it happen, make it work, you know, just do it, make a big mess and try to clean it up later. What we have to do is have eyes to see and ears to hear who we're around in our own surroundings or through conversation or at the club or the meeting or the church or the park or the gym or the rec room or whatever it is, by being a friend, by being approachable, by observing, by offering a hand, even if it's offering a hand to help someone pick something up and get something together or help them load something in their car at Costco, for crying out loud, and you exchange names. And it doesn't mean just that you just hop on them when they mention something. Ask them a little bit about it. Ask them things like, you know, oh my gosh, you know, can I help you with that? You know, do you need help with something else? Or have you considered your options? Are you struggling with that? Are you looking for some options, or are you just kind of venting and blowing off steam? See, real live conversations, just like we have with who? Our friends, our family, our loved ones, and even strangers we meet hanging out at the park, the gym, or whatever. I mean, we already have these conversations and stuff, and yet so many people are so fearful and think it's such a crime to offer any type of help or solace or any comfort at all, because why? They might get paid for it. It's ridiculous. So get over that. That fear, I like to refer to it as feeling embarrassed and rejected. Feeling embarrassed and rejected. You know, and you don't have to do that when what? Your motives are pure, your intentions are pure. And it's kind of hard to keep bottled up the exciting stuff that we have that just might be the prayer someone's been praying for, the answer to their prayer, or something they've been looking for. And I'll cut myself off there, Michael, because you know I get so excited about this. It's I can hardly contain it. So on to you.
Okay. No problem. But it is true, just your walk of daily life, the people you interact with, you don't want to jump on them. You don't want to have what we lovingly used to call ODS, which was obnoxious distributor syndrome, where you're like attacking people. But you just always have your radar up when people are mentioning things, or if you've developed a good rapport. I mean, whether it's like a clerk you see at a lot at a store you go to. There's a grocery store clerk that I gave a kid out to the other day. There's with people that you interact with in your daily life repeatedly. If they say something about anything, or if you're just mentioning, or they're saying how hard it is, there was a guy who mentioned about his knees at the dry cleaners a long time ago. I just remember this one and I got him information and he tried the product. It was just that simple. But you can also, you know, you can say, hey, you know a lot of people. Do you know anybody that's interested in earning extra income? That way you're not asking them, you're seeing if they are. So, but you wait until the conversation makes it natural. And that's what Steve was saying, is you just kind of have that on your radar, but not where you're throwing it in everybody's face. Steve, we were going to do some questions. I've got two that were emailed to me. So I'm going to answer one and I'm going to throw the other one at you. I don't know if it got forwarded to you in an email or not, but then we'll see if we have time for if anybody wants to do it online here with us, I mean on the phone. The first question, these are both from Joe Bussard, was what is the simple duplicatable process or processes to explode the growth of my GBG business? And at this point, very simply, I would say the business kits. And how you do the businesses could be any number of different ways, but it's getting those business kits into the hands of people that are interested in earning extra income. What's been done over the years, he was mentioning, you know, we used to actually have, when this first started, it was business, the business kits were VHSs. We actually had cassette VHSs that we were mailing out, and we didn't have a website. So things have changed over the years. Using the website, obviously, is amazing. But when you've got those business kits and then you do whatever it takes to get them out repeatedly. The simple process is whoever talks to the most people wins, but rather than do all the talking yourself, let the business kit do the talking for you, and especially with the new kit that we've just, the new package of kits that we have just announced here, where you can get just 8 kits for $39.97. They're very affordable, and that would be my answer, Joe, for that first one. And Steve, I'm going to ask you the second one, and Joe says activity fuels the dream. So please provide the top 3 activities that you would say when done day by day will yield the best results and help him achieve his dreams and going beyond them even with GBG. So what would you be your recommendation for the top 3 activities, Steve?
That's a very good question. I think one of my the top activities I do is actually it starts the day before. And what I do is I'll list the day before or the evening before what my plan is for the next day. If there's people that I want to follow up with or that I've talked to or that I've had appointments with, I want to make sure those are all set in place so that I don't forget and I'm totally prepared on what to do the next morning and I start my business. The other thing that you should do is let people know that you are in business. They won't know you're in a business unless they hear it from someone, so you're going to be the first one to hear it from. Another thing, and I mentioned about, you know, those target markets and so forth. If you believe you've run that dry or you believe it's just very tedious for you to list anyone that you could think of that has mentioned that or you just can't remember, you're getting a mental block, well, then you might want to look into something like, just do a search on network marketing leads or whatever with any company out there. And look for the ones that will offer you some free leads. You don't have to pay for them. You don't have to sign up and be a affiliate or something like that for many of them out there. Look for something out there and find out whether or not they're looking for people that or they're advertising for people that want to make money from home. And if so, go ahead and get, you know, give those a shot. There's actually some companies that will do them in real time as they come in. There's some that do them as they collect them over the month and so forth, and they're willing to give you, you know, anywhere from 10 to 20 or more for free to check it out to see how you like it. So what I would recommend is keep that funnel flow of people that you know are wanting to make money from home. And then once you do, what you do is you learn how basically to introduce yourself first as who you are and your intentions, and that's to see if you can help them figure out what options they have and what you might have that they might fit. And then one of the best things you can use with those people, like you said, Michael, is if they're interested, they're generally interested, and they'd like to take a look or they'd like to hear more, and it sounds like, yeah, I'd be interested in a company that represents health and wellness and that pays, you know, that the average person can succeed in and won't cost them an arm and a leg and has great, easy qualifiers, then see if they'd be interested in that business overview kit. But the thing is get the day before, prepare yourself for the following day to get in front of people. I have this thing that I do is called the two-a-day strategy. So my goal is to make sure I connect with 2 people a day. I may call leads, I may email people, I may see someone in social media, and we may have some fleeting correspondences or something that may not amount to something. But my goal is try to connect with at least 2 people a day, whether it takes me 20 to reach 2 or 2 to reach 2. And if I reach 2 right away, I don't stop at 2. I go for another one and another one. But I try to connect with at least 2 people a day. And the reason I do so is it gives you some sense of consistency, a sense of discipline. So those are the things. I hope that kind of answers the question. And I hope that kind of points us in the right direction.
I think that was great. I appreciate it. And folks, we're going to extend this just a little bit. It is 7:00. We were going to keep this to half an hour, but I also wanted to let you know we're willing to do this. So if somebody's got a burning question that they would like to have it answered, go ahead and hit *6 on your phone and we'll be able to hear you and you can ask your question. Is there anyone with a question before we end the call? We got a lot of people on the call, so I'm going to unmute here and let everyone say goodnight. But if you, at this point, you were only muted so that you could theoretically unmute yourselves, I think I had it set up correctly. It's in Q&A mode. Okay, well, that means that we will be seeing you next week.
I have a question, Michael.
Oh, yes, go ahead. Who is that? Identify yourself, please.
This is Keith in California.
Hi, Keith. Welcome and thanks. Go ahead. You get the one live question tonight. What can we do for you?
Are we going to have a leak capture page in with the ETA?
Yes, we are working towards that as far as the GBG company lead capture page.
Correct.
Yes, we are working towards that. I do not have a date for you, but we have every intention of having a business opportunity lead capture page available company-wide in the very near future. So great question. Not online yet, but coming soon.
Thank you.
Okay. Folks, we will be back next week. Again, a Tuesday night, we have at 6 p.m. Pacific, we have the presentation call. At 6:30, we'll be doing another prospecting training on this at this time slot. And two nights from now, Thursday night, we've got a great MA Plus IGP call lined up with Dr. Fabricius and Robert Gauthier with regards to the MA Plus IGP products. And, of course, Saturday mornings we have our webinar training going on. I'm going to unmute, and we can all say you'll join me in thanking Steve.
All callers are unmuted.
Good night, everyone, and thank you, Steve.
Good night. Good night.
Thank
you, Michael. Thank you, Steve.
Bye.
From Tommy, Land O'Lakes.
Thank you so much.
Good night.